king in face of the other mind. That our God is able. We still won't bow no matter what you say. You still have to stand, as I said last week, if you got to stand all by yourself. So he says here that I'm distressed. And then he lets us know something here in the text, the position of the vision. He says, do you suppose, is that your supposition? Is that your mindset that I came to grant peace on earth? And you know, he is known as the Prince of Peace. Help me somebody. Matter of fact, he spoke about peace. He says, my peace I give unto you, my peace I bequeath, I leave with you. He came as a peacekeeper, and he even says, blessed are those who are those who keep the peace. But more than anything, his mission was to die at Calvary. His mission was to distinguish between the lost and the saved. Already the Pharisees had rejected Jesus, and those in that humongous crowd had rejected Jesus. They didn't want him. They refused to serve him. They refused to surrender to him. And so in that, here is his position. You'll notice here in his position that it is a confrontational position. Because he says, I came to bring division. I came that when folks say they are on the Lord's side, that family members will disagree with them.
To be so broken, lost, empty, a heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening, but in your pain lies a blessing. Though it seems so far, no matter who you are, see there's one thing that I know. Life it can leave you so scared, your heart's bleeding. But what are you gonna do now? I think it's time you break free. Hey, keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No, it doesn't really matter who you are.
out of here. See, I was almost done. Wanted to die from how I was done wrong. I cried out every night looking for a helping hand. That's when it happened. Jesus took me. He held me close, gave me love, refilled my heart. Helped me grow better because his love, it made me always available. Anytime, try him out, he'll change your life. See, oh, I know that, yeah, life, it can leave you so bitter, bitter, bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, better, better. Yeah, life it can't leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better.
You have been listening to the Radio Outreach Ministry of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Come and see us at 720 Millrace Road, Boise, Louisiana, 71409. Visit us again on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. And favor in your eyes, Lord, please hear my heart cry. I'm faithfully waiting to be where you are, across the highest mountain and travel near or far for your glory. I can do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in your eyes, Lord, please hear my heart cry. This is the day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. For God truly is a God that supplies all of our needs. He's a God that looks beyond our faults. And I want to say to you today that in the midst of all of the difficulties that we're going through, sickness has invaded our ranks, has invaded this world, our society. And people, you ought to know that even though it seems as though this is troublesome times. God is a God that has never left us, nor will he forsake us. God, when he wants to get our attention, he has his ways of getting our attention. And I believe that God is truly trying to get our attention to let us know that he's God and he's still in control. And if you look at 2 Chronicles 7, verses 13 to 20, you'll see where it says, if I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he says, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Verse 15 says, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and swallowed this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou would walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and mine ordinances, then I will establish the throne of the kingdom according as the covenant with David that father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if ye turned away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I shall hallow for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and I will make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. My brothers and sisters, the plagues that we are encountering, there have been plagues back in the Old Testament, back in the old times. And God, I believe, is seriously trying to get our attention. And you know, when God wants your attention, he don't have to ask you for it. God does what he does, and we can blame what's happening on the president. We can blame what's happening on leaders. We can blame what's happening. But, you know, we all play our part in society. And God is telling us that it is time for us to put him first. It is time for us to come together. It is time for us to love one another and stop all of this hatred. It is time for us to let him direct us and not we directing ourselves. You know, we have taken prayer out of the schools. We have taken prayer out of everything. And I want you to note and understand this. The scientists are here for a reason. Yes. But note this here. It does not matter what they come up with until God sees fit to take this plague away, it will remain. It will remain. And what we should be doing right now is we should be examining ourselves, examining our lives. We should be worshiping him. In the midst of what seems to be trouble to us, we should worship him. He said, and then we ought to give him praise. And it says so vividly, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And we must worship God in spirit and in truth. We should worship God in good times as well as bad times. And God, and I know that we go to stores over and over. We go to all of the stores. All of the sanitizer has been bought up. People are just buying stuff out of the stores. and the shelves are empty. But let me tell you something. God has never left you, neither will he forsaken you. And God is the best sanitizer of it all. Do you recall and remember when back in the Old Testament when he says that if the blood wasn't on the doorpost, that the death angel would not pass you by, but if the blood was on the doorpost, the death angel would pass you by. What nothing is better than the blood of Jesus. What can wash away all of my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away the virus that has taken place? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And if you want to look at the true essence of the picture, even our places of worship that we fellowship in is a place where we worship God and we give God the honor, God the glory. And I say to you today that until we start to realizing just who's in control, God is going to continue to magnify himself and let us know that, hey, bro, you, it ain't about you. It's about him. And when he wants you to know, he has his own way of showing you. It's time for brothers and sisters to come together. It's time for preachers to stop hating on one another. Stop being jealous of one another. It's time for us as ministers of the gospel to come together. These are troublesome times, but I want you to know that the God we serve, he is there every step of the way. And you need to ask God right now to come and give a cleansing to Alexandria. Come and give a cleansing to Pineville. Come and give a cleansing to the surrounding areas. And as a matter of fact, we go further than that. Come and give a cleansing to this United States of America, these other countries, because it's going to take him to remove this plague. And I assure you that it is a plague, and it's something that you cannot take lightly. I want to say also to our youngsters, to our young kids, teenagers that think that they have to soak their royal oaks and all of this and all of that. Let me just enlighten your heart that when viruses come and when plagues come, they don't discriminate. And I know we've been told that it affects older people faster than it affects young folk, but let me just tell you this here. It affects everybody. And when it gets into a person, whether you young or old, you have the same effects. You have the same thing that you have to go through. It just does not discriminate. So note this. Don't try to use that what the scientists have told you just because you're younger, your immune system, good and dandy. But note one thing. You are not exempt from this virus. And as a matter of fact, you're not exempt from death. It has never discriminated against anybody. I'm so glad that it says in the scripture, on the 24th book of Psalms, which is my favorite passage of scripture, it shows you that it's not owned by man. It's not owned by religious leaders. It's not owned by leaders of these political realms, but it's owned by God, because it says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God owns everything, and he can do whatever he want, whenever he want, wherever he want, and look, however he wants. Turn to God. God is the answer and the key to all of this. And I'm not saying not obey the doctors. I'm not saying not obey, be submissive to your leaders, what they're telling you. You have to always keep that safety factor. But note that there is one who can take care of it all, and his name is Jesus. I want to say to you, thank you for tuning into this broadcast. Please, I'm asking for your support financially, that you will send all monies to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana.
and you can make any chance.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria.
Stay tuned.
4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministry, hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
May God bless you.
And may he keep you, is my prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Because not only did he save us, but he frees. And then on top of all of that, his love is never failing. He's amazing because his deliverance power is still at work. It's amazing. It's amazing how he frees. It's amazing how he does.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Coming up in the 1-to-1 News Break, what